With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. A fire near the former vermiculite mine and a section of asbestos-contaminated forest outside Libby is drawing a quick response from crews working to control it. Nikki Boulette reports.
The Highway 37 fire, spotted Thursday evening, quickly grew to about 50 acres today. It's considered a high priority due to its proximity to the old W.R. Grace vermiculite mine. Nate Gassman, the Kootenai National Forest's district ranger in Libby, says a crew of 10 specially trained firefighters wearing respirators are working about a mile and a half away from the mine.
We're not suggesting that this is a concern to the public. This is the focus where we got for the firefighters. And those are exposed at a different level.
A total of 50 firefighters and other personnel from the U.S. Forest Service and Libby Volunteer Fire Department are using heavy equipment and hose lays on the ground. They're aided by helicopters dipping water from the Kootenai River to douse hotspots. Crews are expecting a cold front to move in tonight, carrying shifting, gusting winds. The fire is threatening power lines, but no structures. There's no timeline for containment. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
The Reynolds Lake Fire on the Bitterroot National Forest didn't grow yesterday. It continues burning on about 1,100 acres on the border of the Salmon Chalice National Forest, about 35 miles southwest of Darby.
You know, yesterday was a great day. We're hoping for more reports like that. They were pretty optimistic yesterday that they felt like if they could have, you know, another couple of days like they had yesterday with the resources that we got, the additional hand crews, that we might be able to get in front of this thing and slow it down.
Bitterroot National Forest spokesman Todd McKay. I'm Claire Menahan.